Assalamualaikum dan salam sejahtera. Tonight on Agenda Awani with me Irfan Faruqi, we're going to talk about human development, talent development in Malaysia. We have been talking about this on Awani for quite some times, and if you want to refer back to a few of our interview before on our YouTube. But today we have a special guest because we want to look not just 30 years back of HRD Corp, but also 30 years in the future. And the right person we are very honoured to have and join with us tonight is Dato' Syahul Daud, the Chief Executive of HRD Corp. And Dato', there's a lot of things we want to talk and mention tonight, especially on Dato' even give me one flag, which is NTW. We're going to touch about this a little bit. But I want to first open our discussion tonight with, since your stewardship of HRD Corp, what have you seen the major rebranding, the development of HRD Corp under your stewardship?
Thank you for having me here this episode. Well, HRD Corp has done seen major transformation in the last 3 years. That does not mean it has not had any transformation before. We are a 30-year-old organization. In fact, we are just celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. HRD Corp was formed in the year 1993, and today is almost 2023. We are in the business for almost 30 years existence. There's multiple transformation changes have happened over the period of time in HRD Corp. But the last 3 years has been a critical period simply because of the invasion of the COVID. COVID has come into place and it has made a lot of drastic changes. The way how we manage our customers, or we meet up to the stakeholders' expectations, and also the demand from the market itself. That has really pushed ourselves to make all the transformations in HRD Corp. I mean, if you look back into the history of HRD Corp, our primary job is to collect levy and disperse back to the employees and also the employers as a training grant. We used to have only three sectors paying levy. The rest of them don't pay. But in the year 2021, we did a major, changes in our Act, PSMB Act 2001. We are managed to push through the Act, and we make sure that almost all companies registered in Malaysia all have to pay levy, regardless you're a big company, small company, or a profit-making company. As long as you fall into the framework of the HRD Corp, you have to pay that levy. The reason why we push for that, training is not a luxury. The training is necessary for everybody. Every Malaysians should go through the training and development process, regardless whether you're rich, you're poor, you're profit, you're, or NGOs, whatever. Training is a part of everybody's life and it must be a culture in Malaysia. So by doing this, we are giving opportunity for everybody, every company. Once again, COVID has taught us many good things, as much as it taught us many bad things as well. But we are very positive about a lot of good things what we learned from COVID. If you look back into the COVID, many companies, retrenched workers, people lost job, companies shut down. There's a lot of things happened in the time of COVID-19. So that's where HRD Corp played a very important role in taking up those challenges and helping those people who lost job, who required upskilling and reskilling in the industry. That was a critical period where HRD Corp decided that we need to act quick. We need to act in line with the industry needed. And SMEs had a major challenges during COVID. If you look back into the data, almost 1.1 million SMEs are registered in Malaysia. And not everybody has the opportunity for training and development. Not everybody has a budget. So when they don't have budget, when they don't have a proper plan for training and development, I don't think so they will have a proper training plan that has been carried out. So when you don't go through a training process, you don't have opportunity to upskill or reskill or learn new things in your workplace. If I'm just an administrator in an SME company, if I don't have any opportunity to learn, I continue to keep my career as an administrator. But the whole challenge is we don't want you to, while you're being administrator, we want you to learn other new skills. So during the time of pandemic, the challenges, you have alternative skills that will help you to make your living easy. Mm-hmm. So this is a big challenge during COVID.
Yeah.
And HRD Corp, it is also challenging for us. It's not a bed of roses for HRD Corp. COVID is a big challenging time. But alhamdulillah, we came back very strong with the support of the industry, our stakeholders. Thanks to the Ministry of Human Resources, they continue to support, guide us, given us the trust and the freedom to operate during COVID. And we can proudly say we trained almost 80,000 old people during the pandemic. Though we have a lot of restrictions, we can't do, you know, face-to-face, we can't have conduct classes. Mm-hmm. But the remote learning came into place, online learning came into place. We train almost 80,000 people comfortably. Mm-hmm. So, and that's one of the phase of transformation at HRD Corp. Also, we rebranded ourselves in the year 2020. You know, we rebranded ourselves to move from HRDF to HRD Corp.
Mm-hmm.
It is also simply because this is in line with our expectations from our stakeholders. We used to just purely train people, but we shifted our focus, not only training people, we also focus into, you know, jobs, we focus into income generation. Because there's no point you come to HRD Corp for a training, and after the training, you don't see the value proposition after the training. For instance, you come into HRD Corp as an unemployed graduate. After completion of the training, you continue to become an unemployed graduate. What does it? We give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give any impact to you, neither impact to us. So we wanted to make sure that after completion of the training, either you land on a proper job, you go into employment, or you become income generation. Use that training opportunity, you learn something new, and you apply them to get income for your own self. There are many transformations. These are two key transformations, I would always say that.
Mm-hmm. There's two key transformation, but that would say HRD Corp wants to make sure that whenever they are giving training, those who receive that benefit will always come with a very specific result, which is they get their job or they can be upskilled to the next level in their career. So since the unemployment rate in Malaysia has been going down from month to month, specifically for this year, how much of that success would you say is contributed by the training by HRD Corp?
Well, we are one of the factors for the unemployment, a reduction in unemployment. We are not the only factor because when it comes to unemployment, there's a lot of, there's an ecosystem, there's a lot of things that are involved. But training and development plays an important role for the unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment happens for many reasons. Either there are new fresh graduates, you come off the university and there's a mismatch in your, in education or mismatch in whatever, trainings you have done. Second, you don't get the right job or, the companies are not hiring. So there's multiple factors when you talk about unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk about the unemployment, a specific period of COVID, we can proudly say our government managed that beautifully, that period of time. When companies are, shutting down, retrenching, people losing jobs, we started to create a lot of opportunities for people,
mm-hmm.
And thanks to all those corporates as well who come in to make sure that, our people are absorbed. The major shift happened during the COVID. For example, people being in the aviation industry, they couldn't fly. But they have been pilots, they have been stewardess. They are willing to change themselves quickly, adapt themselves into the market. What is needed in the short term? Of course, if you are a pilot and you want to go for some income generation for a short term, it can be anything. It can be you can become a entrepreneur, or you can do something that is passive to keep your earning going. Mm-hmm. That might not be permanent. But once the market is back, you can go back to your permanent job.
Mm-hmm.
So this transformation happened very well during those short-term period.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them had a lot of income generations. And today you can see the word gig economy is very popular. Everybody want to be going to the gig economy space. Everybody want to be a freelancer. Everybody prefer to work on work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So this all is due to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to touch more about mismatch of talent in our industry. But before that, Dato' already touched on two important transformations that have been going through in HRD Corp. Since this year is going to be the 30th anniversary of Shari Corp, I'm going to ask, because you already shed lights about the history and transformation in Shari Corp until now, but for the next 30 years, what kind of transformation that you're expecting since we are at the beginning of the age of digitalization? On 1993, HRDF started during the booming of internet. Now it's another boom, which is digitalization.
Well, I think the next 30 years, that the learning space is going to be very challenging, very dynamic. The dimension of learning is also very different. If you look back into 30 years before, just before the COVID-19, almost I would say 28 years, we have been focused on traditional classroom learning. Mm-hmm. If not for COVID, I don't think so even we would have accepted online learning or e-learning that gracefully what we are doing it today. I don't think so we want to meet people on Zoom. I don't think so we want to meet people on Skype. I don't think so if we believe in learning online stuffs on the internet. COVID pushed all this digital transformation. This is the one of the reasons I love COVID, because if not for COVID, we wouldn't have gone accepted those digital activities, quite quickly.
You left the opportunity given by COVID, the COVID itself. COVID.
So, if those 28 years, we focus purely on traditional learning, mm-hmm. classroom-based learning. But the next 30 years is going to be very challenging, very creative, and a continuous learning is the only way for you to sustain. With the invention of AI, ChatGPT, there's a lot of other stuff that's coming into the industry. It is going to impose a lot of challenges to the training and development, but we have to adapt to it. We cannot say that, because it's challenging, we can ignore and we can just let go of that. We have to find a way to catch up to those challenges, convert the challenges to become opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. Every challenge, there's an opportunity. And that we must see how we can convert the challenge into opportunities. Mm-hmm. Because of the technology, those days, people go for one job. So you do training programs for one particular job, that will help them to meet up to the job market or employee's expectation. Mm-hmm. Today, moving forward, people will go into multiple jobs. One day, people work for maybe two companies or three companies. That is the way forward. Because you are a freelancer. Morning, I can be a newscaster. Afternoon, I can be a tennis coach. Nighttime, I can be a piano teacher. So you have three segments or three sectors of workforce. You're going to face it. And you must ensure that you continue to learn to meet up to the expectation of these three. Mm-hmm. And your training program have to be in such a way, very agile, very flexible, that you're able to accommodate people. Mm-hmm. And we must give opportunity for people to learn at their own pace. You can't force learning anymore. You can't keep learning for a long time. I don't think that next 5 years from now, people will study things like 3 years, 4 years. The learning cycle has been very shortened. People are taking it for, when I talk about 2 months, people say, I don't have time for 2 months. People are training for 5 days, 6 days. Of course, you can't become expert in 5 days. But if you have a subject knowledge, these 5 days can complement, upskill yourself to the next level. Mm-hmm. So this is a kind of a challenge you're going to face.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go back to the history of HRD Corp, we collected almost 12.5 billion levy in the last 30 years. We have also dispersed 8.7 billion levy in the last 30 years. We train 19.17 million training places have been conducted in HRD Corp. So we can proudly say, as a nation, we have an agency that is very structured, who takes care of the learning and development for the people of Malaysia. Mm-hmm. But the next 30 years, it will grow in multiple folds because of the expectation in the industry.
Expectation and opportunity. That we have touched about it and spoke about opportunity quite a few times now. Now we move on to our next topic, which is the highlights of our agenda tonight. Is the flag that we have right now is NTW, which is National Training Week 2023. And if you go straight away to the website nationaltrainingweek.gov.my, there are a lot of courses offered and a lot of team of courses, including journalism, publishing, communication and media. Now that's quite challenging for us and quite surprising, because now you can learn about journalism, online compared to us. So we've been spent so much here just to learn about journalism. Now, can Dato' share more about this week, National Training Week?
Well, I think this was just formulated within a 2 months. You know, it is in a span of 2 months' time. This whole idea has rolled out. You know, this is also in line with the Madani. We believe that every Malaysian should be given opportunity to learn and develop themselves. The reason why we come into this National Training Week, I want to give you the objective or the chronology of why the existence, what NTW can make the kind of change. If you look back to history, I take the data from the latest from the year 2022. We train almost 1.5 million training places in the year 2022. Compared to the 1.5 million training places, what we have done, and the data 125,000, what we projected to train in 1 week, it's so small compared to the such a big numbers what we trained last 1.5 million. But this 1.5 million training places happen because those employers have levy with us. Mm-hmm. You know, those employees who are paying levy, they're utilizing the levy to train the employees. So that's where we, you know, we are meeting to that kind of numbers. But our focus for this National Training Week is not about just company who are paying levy to us, people who are connected with us, the employees who are covered. We got 4.3 million employees covered in HRD Corp for training and development because they come from this 81,000 employers who are registered HRD Corp. But for NTW, we want to go into the new target audience, sectors, a group of people who never had the opportunity to go for training and development before. You know, these are vulnerable group. These people never had accessibility to training and development. So our primary focus to this kind of these people. And the second objective, we want to promote the habit of learning and development as part of Malaysian cultures, Malaysian culture. You know, that's only way you can stay ahead of the market, you know, continue to face challenges and accept, you know, convert challenge into positives by continue to learn. You know, you can't say that I had a good CGPA in the university, so I don't have to learn. You know, you have to continue to learn. Every day is a learning process. Mm-hmm. And every time you learn, you must continue to apply back into whatever things you do. So NTW is one of the focus element for NTW is to make Malaysia in a skill-based country, you know, get Malaysia a knowledge-based economy, in a high-skill nation. You know, we talk about making Malaysia like, you know, Germany, Australia, you know, because there's a lot of TVET, you know, good practices in those countries. There's a lot of good learning habits happen in those countries. And Korea, Japan, so on and so forth. But if you want to practice that, you must be very serious about focusing on training and development as part of everybody's culture, you know. And it's not about only when you have money, you have to go through the training. Because you have employers that are paying levy, you fall under the bracket of those employers, you can go through the training. We want to make training as a habit for everybody. That is the very primary objective of National Training Week. Mm-hmm. And we are meeting up to this expectation. We wanted to do 5,000 courses in 1 week, offered 5,000 courses, 125,000 people to train in 1 week. Alhamdulillah, we can proudly say that we got almost 17,000 courses have been offered in the National Training Week. And almost as of last night, we got 47,000 people enrolled physically through our NTW, nationaltrainingweek.gov.my website. Mm-hmm. This is a very a proud moment for HRD Corp as well as to the Ministry of Human Resources. Because if we don't do this National Training Week, we wouldn't have gone into this group of people who never had the training before. And of course, National Training Week is not something new. You know, many countries are doing it, but it's happening first time in the Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the initiative is like annually, or is it just this
Inshallah, one time? We wanted to keep this annually. Every year, 22nd May to 28th May, is a week for training and development. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every Malaysian should come. In fact, you should do some training program for 1 or 2 hours to people about what is the or what are the things that you should need to know about hosting?
Yeah,
you know, so you know, people who are doing this filming, they should do about filming importance. So everywhere there's a learning process. So it's about sharing your knowledge to others, when you share, you know, you earn as well. Mm-hmm. You learn, you share, and you earn.
This one is open for all Malaysian.
Everybody.
The level of training, is it beginners, intermediate, professional, or there's all range of training?
It starts from kindergarten up to the senior citizens.
Even kids can join.
Kids can join. You know, kindergartens are taking part. Schools are taking part. You'll be surprised. Suraus are doing program. Churches are doing program. Temples are participating in program. Mm. So it's a very holistic approach. And it's not that you are doing this only for registered employers, registered training program at Chadicop. It is for everybody and everyone. It's by the people and for the people.
I see.
This initiative. Yeah.
Now, there's 47,000 participants as of now.
As of yesterday, last night. Yeah.
Can you give a bit percentage? How many vacancy less left for people to join?
No, it's not a vacancy. It's people are coming forward to do the training. Uh-huh. Is a training. Well, I mean, we don't stop with 125,000. Our target is 125,000. Because that we thought that's a reasonable number. You know, we wanted to do things that we want to make sure there's a results for that activity. So we targeted 125,000 people. Mm-hmm. But I can confidently say we will surpass this number very easily. You know, this 47,000 purely people who have done registered with us on a physical training programs. Mm-hmm. There's a big number of people who have registered online. Those numbers have not come in. Mm-hmm. So if you put those numbers together, we would have surpassed those maybe 125,000.
Yeah. Nationaltrainingweek.gov.my. Go and visit that website immediately. NTW 2023. And with very little time that we have left, Dato', you earlier mentioned about mismatch. And this NTW, one of the mediums so that we can overcome that challenges. But in terms of policy-wise, what should we do in order for us to settle this long time? We're talking about it for a long time, about mismatch of talent industry.
Yes, a mismatch is just not a problem of us. Mm-hmm. It's a global problem. Everywhere there's a mismatch. Mismatch does not happen only in education. Everywhere there's a mismatch. You know, if you ask me, many times we always end up in life as a mismatch. Hardly we have matches happening properly. But in the context of education, jobs, the only way to overcome mismatch is continuous learning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing carved on the stone. If I'm I'm a lawyer, I study law in my university, I have to come back and do only legal practitioners. No, I have to work on only my job. I can do anything. If I can be, I might study doctor, MBBS in my university. When I come back, I don't have to be a doctor. So you must be very flexible about that thought process. You know, it does not mean what you study, you must end up there. Not everybody have that opportunity. But also, same time, if you look into the successful people, a lot of them who, the job they do and what they study is two different things. Mm-hmm. So you must look into a lot of positive aspect of that. Number two, how do you overcome mismatch? What is mismatch? You study something, but the industry wants something. And today, to meet up to what industry wants is very easy because the learning process is very simple, flexible, and we can learn something that is quickly. As long as you have the habit of learning, you overcome the mismatch. You know, you do a 3-year program. For instance, you know, during our time, when we study technology, we talk about DOS, then we talk about small application program. Mm. By the time you finish your 3rd-year degree, those programs, what you studied in the first year, is no longer in the existence in the industry. It is totally obsolete. Mm-hmm. So you cannot say there's a mismatch. This all happens because of the growth in the technology, rapid changes in the industry. The market demands are changing every day. So you will, how good you are, you will still have a mismatch. Mm-hmm. But when you continue to have the habit of learning and development, constantly, lifelong learning is the way forward. If you adapt to those practices, you can bring down the mismatch. And you can eradicate unemployment, not fully, but you can bring down unemployment drastically.
Yeah, that makes two of us, though, because I've studied law, now I'm broadcasting. Mm. So lifelong learning, I believe that is the main message for our discussion tonight. And I wish for the best for NTW, Dato'. And again, we want to call upon all of our viewers to go and visit nationaltrainingweek.gov.my, which handled by HRD Corp, and we hope that culture of learning, continuous learning, lifelong learning become part of our culture in Malaysia. So that's all for Agenda Wani tonight. I'm Farooqi. Sampai jumpa lagi.